Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast. My name and your host, Sebastian Benninger, and the purpose of this podcast is to help business owners just like yourself stop binge eating, and that way you can finally start to love what you see in the mirror. Now, in today's discussion, we're going to be talking about how to avoid burnout in your weight loss journey as a business owner. Now, this is something I see time and time again, especially from business owners, because you know, when you're running a business, it's one of the hardest and most stressful jobs and occupations you can pick. Okay, let's be real for a second. You know, you're working 14-hour days, you don't really take days off, and you're not just taking care of yourself, but you're taking care of a ton of other people, like your employees, your sales rep, your affiliates, all these different people that rely on you. And so it can be very stressful, and it's very easy to burn out in other aspects of your life when you're a business owner. And so I want to help you guys today by telling you some methods that you can use to actually avoid burnout when you're trying to lose weight, when you're trying to stop binge eating. Now, one of the most important things and pieces of advice that I could give you is to just stop setting unrealistic expectations, right? So when you're first starting out, I get it. You know, it's very exciting. You want to lose this weight. You want to get in incredible shape, see your abs, fit into your favorite clothes again, make your wife or partner happy. And you want all these things, but the thing is you want them in a very unrealistic time frame. And so time and time again, I'll have people message me on my Instagram. Hey, Sebastian, you know, I run this business. I'm a really busy guy. I'm trying to lose 50 pounds in 3 months. And I'm like, okay, so that mindset right there is probably why you're not able to lose this weight, because you want this huge goal. Guys, 50 pounds is no joke. You want this huge goal in only 3 months. And so you have to understand that when you set these unrealistic expectations for yourself, it just sets you up for failure. You are making it extremely hard on yourself. And so what happens when you set these unrealistic expectations, like losing 50 pounds in 3 months, is you are going to do anything and everything to try to get that result. So you're going to do extreme methods, you know, things like cutting your calories to 1200, things like doing hours of cardio, things like being in the gym and lifting weights for 3 hours a day, things like working out every single day. All of those extreme methods that you're doing are not actually helping you. It's actually counterintuitive. Why? Because as you do them, sure, you may be able to sustain that for a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe even a month. And sure, maybe you do lose a good amount of weight. Maybe you lose 6, 7, maybe even 10 pounds that first month. But what happens is you begin to hate your diet. You begin to be miserable with it, because you're eating such little calories, and you probably don't have a lot of variety. You don't have any healthy fats in there. You don't have a lot of carbs in there. You're not eating out. So in turn, you're going to be starving all day. You have no energy. You're stressed out. You're miserable because you're starving while running a business. Do you know how hard it is to run a business when you can't even think clearly? When you're constantly thinking about food and you have food noise in your head 24/7? When you have no energy because you're not eating carbs? And you're being way too hard on yourself. It's already hard to run a business alone, like when you are eating. So imagine running a business when you feel terrible about yourself, when you have no energy, when you have no mental focus or clarity, right? So of course, if you set yourself up for failure by putting these extremely unrealistic expectations of yourself, you're just gonna fall off track. So what you need to do is understand that this is a journey. And I think I was talking with a client. I told a client this yesterday. I told him, listen, man, like this isn't just a program that you're going to do for 6 months. The program I'm talking about is the Binge Breakthrough Academy, which if you are interested in joining for that, we help entrepreneurs stop binge eating and obviously love what they see in the mirror. And that is my one-on-one coaching. You'll work with me intensively one-on-one. So if that's something you're interested in, you can click the link right on this podcast. But what I was telling him is this is a lifestyle change that you're doing. When you are trying to lose weight, when you are trying to be healthy, it's not just a 3 month little program that you're doing where you're going to follow a workout routine, where you're going to, you know, eat a meal plan for 3 months, you're going to get in shape and boom, you never have to worry about it again. No, you need to think about this like it's a lifestyle change, because I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you want to be healthy for life. You want to have abs for life. You want to fit into your favorite clothes for life. You want to have boundless energy for life. You want to inspire your family for life, right? And so what does that mean? What does that tell you? Is that this isn't some 3 month or 6 month little thing that you're going to do and then forget about it. This is a lifestyle change. And so when you look at it from the lens of this is a lifestyle change that you're going to be making, it gives you so much more leeway because you understand like, okay, if I mess up one day, that's okay because this is something I'm doing for life. You're not so hard on yourself. It gives you a more balanced approach. And so when I say a balanced approach, things that you could be doing instead of starving yourself and cutting out all your favorite foods are make sure that you're still incorporating your favorite meals. You know, if your wife or partner is making something, don't just be like immediately, oh, no, I can't have that. You know, you can. You absolutely can have your favorite foods as long as, you know, you're working out, as long as you know your macros, as long as you know your calories, right? And as long as you're not overdoing it. And, you know, maybe you want to go out with your family, take them out to a nice restaurant, have a steak dinner. That is completely fine. Again, just don't overdo it. But the thing is, you want to practice a more balanced approach where you're still having your favorite meals. That way you're not miserable with your diet, guys. I mean, you're trying to be healthy, not miserable. That's the thing. Like if you are doing a diet or you are doing a workout regimen that is making you miserable, that means something is seriously wrong with that protocol or with that program. Because when you're trying to be healthier, you should be feeling great about yourself. You should have more energy. You should have more clarity. And you should still be able to do the things you love. Obviously, I'm not saying have fast food every single day, have junk food every single day, but it is fine if you still want to incorporate, you know, outside meals or a fast food meal every once in a week, once a week or twice a week, okay? As long as you're still working out, you know your calories, you know your macros, it's okay. And that way, you're going to be able to stick with it and be so much more consistent with it. Another huge one that I see is I get it, guys. As business owners, we are workhorses. Okay, we want to be in the gym as long as possible. We want to be burning as many calories as possible. We want to do every exercise in that gym, every machine, right? But instead of spending 3 hours in the gym every single day where you're going to burn out, where you're going to be sore, where you're going to feel terrible, start with maybe 3 or 4 sessions a week. Guys, if you're going from not going to the gym at all, how do you expect to go every single day? Or how do you expect to go 6 times a week when you've literally never stepped foot in the gym or maybe you've only been in there a couple of times? You have to work your way up to this. You have to build yourself up to that person that you want to be. So start with maybe 3 or 4 sessions a week, right? And each of those sessions, it can just be under an hour. When you're training correctly, when you're using high intensity training and doing, you know, the 12-3-30 method on the cardio machines, you can easily only be in the gym for under an hour and still have a highly effective workout that's going to help you build muscle, that's going to help you shred fat. And again, if you need help with that, reach out to me. Click that link right here in the podcast. But when you're doing things correctly, you should not be feeling miserable. You should not be questioning, why am I doing this? I feel terrible. I feel low energy. I feel awful. That should not be your frame of thought. If you are thinking those things in your weight loss journey, again, like I said, that is a sign that you're not doing things as optimally as you could be. And that is a sign that you're going to burn yourself out. So let me put it this way. Let me give you a business analogy. This way you can understand it a little bit more clearly. So let's say you're starting a new business, okay? And you obviously want to get more clients or you want to get more sales. So you start running ads, okay? You start running ads on Meta. But let's just say you take the approach and you're like, okay, I'm going to start at $10,000 a day of ad spend. You would never do that, right? Because first off, you don't even know who to target. You don't know what creatives are going to work. You don't know what captions and titles are going to convert best. And so why would you start at $10,000 a day of ad spend? It doesn't make any sense. You would start with maybe $50 a day, maybe $100 a day until you find what works, until you've tested it out enough. Because what happens if you spend $10,000 a day and let's say you get no clients, you get no sales? Well, now you're going to feel terrible about yourself. Now you may not have any more money to spend on ads versus if you took it the slow way, the long way, and trusted the process and actually learned what's going to work best for the business, you would have seen so much more success. And it works the same exact way in your health and fitness journey. Stop trying to do all of these crazy things when you're starting out. You know, these crazy restrictive calorie diets. You know, you're trying to run a marathon. You're trying to do CrossFit. You're trying to weightlift. You're trying to get the Oura Ring. You're trying to get the Apple Watch. You're just burning yourself out with all of this. Stick to the basics. Understand, okay, how many calories do I need to be consuming every single day to lose weight? What are my ideal macros? What foods make me feel best? And just track your food. Stick to the basics and stay consistent with that, and you are going to see so much more results within your fitness journey. And understand, like I've been saying, guys, this is a journey. This is a process. This takes time, okay? It's not just a quick fix. Do not think of this like, okay, I'm just going to do this meal plan. I'm just going to follow this workout protocol for 2 months, for 3 months. I'm going to get my dream body, and then I won't have to worry about this. This is something you are going to have to do for life. Understand that. If you actually want all the benefits that come with having your dream body, that come with having a body that garners respect from your peers, from your employees, from your coworkers, then it's going to take work. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. You have to understand, you want something that almost nobody this day and age has. I mean, you look around, everybody that you see is fat, most likely. Everybody's out of shape. Nobody takes care of themselves anymore. And so if you want that 1% body where you have abs, where you can see your veins, where you have muscles, where you can take your shirt off at the beach, you have to understand it's going to take work. It's going to require effort. And this is a lifestyle change, okay? It's not just a quick little fix. And when you look at it that way, what this also does is it allows you to give yourself so much more grace if you do mess up. Because what happens when you set these crazy, unrealistic expectations on yourself, like, oh, I have to lose 50 pounds in 3 months, is let's say you mess up. Let's say you have a binge, or let's say you skip a workout because maybe you had a huge, long day at work, or maybe, you know, whatever the case, you just skipped a workout. You're going to feel like a massive failure if you have extremely unrealistic expectations. You're going to say, oh my God, like I'm such a failure. I'm not going to hit my goals anymore. Like this made me gain 2 or 3 pounds, which by the way, it most likely didn't. But that's the way you're going to feel when you have these unrealistic expectations. So when you're more realistic with yourself and when you follow a more balanced approach and understand that you can still have your favorite foods every once in a while. You don't have to be in the gym for 3 hours a day. You don't have to do all these crazy methods like keto or carnivore or starving yourself to lose weight. When you have a more balanced approach, you're able to give yourself more grace if you do mess up, if you do have a binge, if you do skip a workout, because you understand, okay, this is a lifestyle change I'm doing. Like one day out of like how many more days am I going to live in my life? 6,000 maybe? 7,000? 10,000 more days? One day in the grand scheme of things isn't much. I messed up one day. I'm okay. Just understand that you're not a failure if you do mess up. And so when you take this approach of a more balanced lifestyle and understanding that this is a journey, it's a lifestyle change, not a quick fix, you're going to be able to give yourself grace, and that's going to help you shoot to success so much more. It's going to help you get so much more defined on your goals, and you're going to be able to actually stick with it once and for all instead of constantly, you know, starting a new diet and then falling off track 2 weeks in like you have been, or starting this new workout routine, or starting with this new personal trainer and then falling off a month in. Well, I want to say thank you guys so much for watching the Binge Breakthrough Podcast. If you guys did enjoy it, please leave a positive review. And if you guys would like, you know, my one-on-one coaching in the Binge Breakthrough Academy, where we help entrepreneurs just like yourself stop binge eating and finally get in the shape that you know you're meant to be in, then click that first link in the description, and I'll be contacting you shortly. All right. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life.